Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. This is Kim Fuller, and Robert's not here today. He's off. We gave him the day off. So I guess I have to do the intro, and I'm not quite sure how to do that, but say good afternoon. I think it's afternoon. And we're going to go over a couple little details because I sent out a survey. First, the pool hours. We have expanded. I told you that we expanded the indoor pool where four people, one in each lane, can swim. Now, we have not done that to the outdoor pools. Only one person may swim. And the issue is most people, a lot of people want to swim in the outdoor pool because they don't want to swim with other people. I understand that. So that's booking out very fast. So staff is right now working on a plan to expand the hours next week. So as soon as we get that information, we'll get it back out to you. But we're trying to expand the hours so that we, one, open a little earlier, and two, stay open later in order to try to accommodate more people. So hopefully maybe if we're lucky, we'll get back to you tomorrow afternoon. But otherwise, we'll send out a message. But sometime next week, that'll start up. And that'll be a good thing. Okay, now, I did send out a survey, but before we go into that survey, I want to read, you know, it's never fun just to read the emails where people say thank you for what you're doing. It's more fun to read the ones that say, I don't like what you're doing, and then we can kind of talk about it and see where we're at with this. So a couple of them I'm going to read, and then we're going to talk about where it goes. Here's one. Mr. Fuller, all due respect, you are too close to this issue. I've listened to all your podcasts. It is obvious you are taking the enforcement action and keeping everyone safe personally. And I guess my answer is to this person, why aren't you taking it personally? So ladies and gentlemen, yes, I do. I think every board member is taking it personally. We sign up for this to try to make sure to help. So I take it personally. I kind of want to make sure everybody stays alive. There's no question the pandemic is a life-death situation. If you get it, you have a great chance of dying if you're our age. So, yeah, I do. I admit it. I'm guilty of that one. I do take it personally. Now, this is the interesting part. We have different groups of people. There are people who want everything to stay as is. There's other people who go, I'm in between. I would like it to be a little easier, but I'll do what you think is right. And, you know, I'm not sure the board, we know what's exactly right. We're going along with you here. So this person says, while I do appreciate what the board does to protect us, I think it's time to let up on the guest restriction, even if it's just letting neighbors see each other in their home backyards. Now, that became prevalent. There are people who are more than willing to try to follow the rules. But then there was one group who said, maybe the best thing to do is just to allow visitors. And then there was another group who said, well, let's not allow visitors because they're from the outside. We allow people within the complex. This stuff is all over the board on how to proceed. Okay, let's see. In your recent podcast, you mentioned that you would like to hear from the homeowners. While I do not believe we are not ready to open everything up, I do feel the homeowners should have the right to decide. We still feel the need to be completely isolated, but we are willing to let others have contact with some other people, perhaps having rules where there's no more than 10 people. Originally, the board was trying to do that. The meeting we had last Monday was trying to work out some alternatives and see what we could do, what we can't do. And here's a different one for me. Mr. Fuller, your podcast and memos, your tone has been demeaning and disparaging to us as adult residents. You address us as if we're children. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll apologize for all my shortcomings. I don't know that I am thinking about my delivery. I'm only trying to give you the information. I'm trying to give you facts. If my delivery is insulting, that's not my intention. I guess at that point, my only recommendation to this person is don't listen to the podcast. Wait for the book or wait for the movie. But I tell you, I mean no one any disrespect in doing these podcasts. Another person wrote, life is not without risk, and we should take some now. Now, the interesting part here, this person did explain that, you know, what happened 8 weeks ago and the efforts that's been made, and by the way, you've all been phenomenal. This has been great. That in order to try to minimize the spread and keep people from getting this virus, that after 8 weeks, you know, everybody gets tired. I don't blame you. People get tired and as every state is starting to lift restrictions, that maybe it's up to us to now take on that risk also. They also point out that why can't we open up to visitors, I mean, to guests among ourselves, to residents, and people who are still concerned, you would need to isolate yourselves. Don't argue with that point. Can't argue with that point. This person says, I believe we should stay the course, but I don't want anybody to get a fine. So there's a lot of people here who are just saying, I think we should still be isolated, but I don't want anybody to get a fine. So the ideas range from don't have gatherings, don't have visitors, to lift all the restrictions, don't do anything, and everything in between. That's what we got. And so we got to try to find that place that most people want. Mr. Fuller, you have a rule and choose not to enforce it. By the way, folks, it's not my rules. I'm just one of them. And his point is, why have a rule if you don't enforce it? I'm not sure, but isn't the state fine for visitors and gatherings $1,000? And I said, yes, that's true. Why would the board consider not fining violators? Well, that's simple. Residents still have a right to decide. Let's be sure we understand. At some point, residents get to pick and or at least provide information as to the outcome. What would they like to do? What would they not like to do? And provide that information to the board. Now, the interesting part is people have asked, multiple people have asked me about that survey. And the one big question is the survey the vote on how we're going to proceed? And the answer is no. And please don't be offended. Every time people ask me this, I don't want you to be offended. This is not a democracy. We elect five people to make the decision. That's the form of government that we all signed up for. And what the board's doing is trying to gather information in order to make an informed, responsible decision based upon all the information and all the data. Just because we put out a survey doesn't mean it's a vote and that's what we're going to do. That was the same thing when we put out surveys on Spectrum, Frontier, and everything else. Residents only get to vote when we send out a ballot, like we did for the Frontier five-year contract. We sent you a ballot, and that vote would decide it, up or down. So please don't take it that, you know, because this survey is, I have a lot of people come up and say, okay, if it's 51 to 49, what's going to happen here? You're going to do it. And I go, no, no, no. Now, by the way, I think my worst nightmare is if it's 50-50. I personally want whatever way the residents decide, I hope it's a blowout. I am really hoping for a blowout. This resident came up with what I thought was, which we were trying to initially work out on Monday, was one of the great arguments. As far as opening visitation. And this person pointed out there's four residents who get to play golf outdoors. Four residents get to play pickleballs outdoors, and supposedly with social distancing. Four residents play tennis outdoors with social distancing. Four residents play bocce ball. So the person's argument is, why can't four residents be able to meet in a backyard and practice social distancing? What's the difference? I think this residence was dead on, and we were going through this one on Monday. The difference is this. The state order and the law is clear, and then what they do is they give exceptions. And if the exception's not listed, you can't do it. That's our dilemma. This isn't us making up the rule. But I like that. I was really trying to see on Monday if that was possible. Now, the survey is one vote per household. So only one person, and if two of you vote, they will both be eliminated. No, I can't go back and fix it, and so take your time. People have also raised, this is a constitutional issue, and the HOA should be following the Constitution of the United States and consequently not be enforcing any of these rules. Ladies and gentlemen, the HOA is not the venue to challenge the constitutionality of anything. That's not our place. Just like in some of the other states, there was a state Supreme Court that did that. It was not us. We have no authority which to decide this issue based upon the constitutional merits. That would go to another venue. Now, if a resident does feel that the HOA is overstepping their rules and regs, that is, you take that to a different venue. Example, we had a resident here who went through a hearing process, was fined, and then felt that we acted inappropriately, so they took it to court. And that's how the process would work. You know, the board's going to do the best they can. But if somebody thinks we've overstepped our bounds or we're implementing rules incorrectly, you then go to the next venue. And that was court. And in that case, the Superior Court found in the case for the HOA on all counts. And that was the end of it. And we moved on. So now about the survey itself. Last week, I asked people to give me input because Monday we were going to have a meeting and we're going to be talking about this. It's on the agenda. The board is trying to figure out a way of how we can proceed and potentially lift restrictions without violating the law. Well, as those things, people question me on this. As the first results came in, as people started to email me, the first 60 responses were all stay the course, and only two people said, lift the restrictions and let's have visitors. And I'm going, holy moly, this is running at 25-30 to 1. And that seemed pretty crazy to me. It would be that much. Well, what happened was then with time, and I said that I think in my last podcast, it got reduced to 8 to 1, more things. And finally, when we went to board meeting, it was about 2 to 1. Now, we only had 175 responses, not a huge number. But out of those 175, it was 2 to 1 in favor of staying the course and not lifting the restrictions. Now, the question then becomes, as the board is trying to decide what to do going forward, the question came up in this board meeting discussion is, if we decide to lift the restrictions, and truly if the residents here by a 2 to 1 margin don't want the restrictions lifted, what's the board's response? How do we explain it to the people who want to stay the course? What's our reason? What's our answer? Is it because we're just tired? We want to have a visit and I want to have a drink with a friend? That's the answer. So at that point, the board postponed. Board was trying to find a compromise to make it work. Now, the interesting part, as we discuss some of these examples, like this gentleman who wrote about having four people in your backyard, what came about in the discussion was what we cannot do, the HOA board, is give you permission from some guideline that violates the state law. So the interesting part is the board can't say, okay, we're gonna lift the restrictions and you all may have four people in your backyard. We can't do that if the state law says you can't do that. So we can't say it's all right if the state says it's not all right. So all of a sudden, our discussion came to an end and we just held to say, let's wait till Friday and hope that maybe Riverside comes up with something. Riverside has petitioned California to speed up phase two, where they're going to allow sit-down dining. So we were kind of hoping, and we're still hoping to see what might come out of that. So the question for us is, how do we safely remove the restrictions? But we're now legally not allowed to change the law. We don't have that authority. So if the state order is the law, how do we work with this? So what came to pass and what came to the thought was the board would really only have one jurisdictional authority here. And what is within our authority is, do we cite for the violation? We don't have to cite for the violation. That's totally up to the board. So the board could say, the board would have to say it this way, so we're clear. Residents, it's a state law, and you're to follow it. But the board is not going to cite for it. That is an option. And that's why the survey came out that way. So the real question, the only question that we can consider, and where we're asking for your help, and that's why we need you to fill out surveys, is, do you want us to cite people if they violate the state law regarding visitors and gatherings? That's the only choice we have. The board will have to make a decision. We either don't cite or we do cite. We cannot put restrictions at different levels. So we can't say it's okay if you're in your backyard. We can't say if you're in your front yard 10 feet apart. We can't say you can only have so many. A lot of people said, well, why don't we just have guests, but we only have 4 or 6 or 8, less than 10. Kind of like the old guideline. We had that in the very beginning. We're not allowed to do that. Not at all. So the survey goes directly to the point, the only point this board may consider. Do you want us to cite or not? Now, I got to tell you, my biggest fear is it's 50-50. So I'm hoping for everybody to come out and vote the way you want. That's what this is about. So the board has information. Now, I do want to make clear a difference. That survey had to deal with private property, your home. That is different than the common area. The HOA does have jurisdiction and is supposed to enforce all regs on that common area. So let's just hypothetically say the board keeps the state order is going to stay in place no matter what. That's the law. If the board says we're not going to cite on private property, that does not mean we will not cite on common area. I have not heard any board support for changing citations in common area. So all the restrictions in the common area will still apply. If you gather outside the golf course, you're going to get cited. If you're going to be too close together without masks, you're going to be cited. And the whole point is on common area, you walk down the street, if there's 10 of you all in a huddle, you could be cited. That will be different than on your private property in your home. So keep that in mind as you make out this survey. Now, what I do need is, which I think is great, a homeowner brought it up to me and says, why you ask this question? I know people are telling everybody to vote. That's what we want. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love nothing better than to have 2,000 people vote and help us with information on how to proceed. I will tell you, this can go both ways. It's simple. If it's 2-1, I mean, if you got 70-30, 70% want to stay the course and 30% don't, if the board decides that, because like I said, it's still a board decision, I will hope the 30% will respect that. If it's 70% want to lift the citation rule and simply say, we're not going to cite, I will then ask, and it's only on private property, the other 30%, if the board goes that way, you're going to have to be careful. And you're going to have to, you know, take responsibility for isolating yourself if you are concerned. Technically, according to the information, everybody in this complex is at risk. So it can go either way here. But what helps us at the moment, what will really help, is a whole bunch of people fill out that survey. So that's the whole point of the survey. We need to get it back by noon tomorrow. We will close it off. And simple, we are meeting at 2 o'clock. My intention is that board meeting could last an hour or so, depending on the information and the discussion. And then I'll get back to you. I'm going to hopefully be able to get back to you by 3:30, 4 o'clock, and get a message out. And it tells you exactly what's going to happen. So in the meantime, if you have any questions, be sure you can email me. Other than that, please fill out a survey. Please stay safe. And hopefully we get through this. But keep in mind, we're all in this together. And one way or the other, let's try to be careful at the same time. Maybe it'll get a little easier. Take care.